Well, of course, with a little bit of snow in the forecast, it's time to review some snow basics. Of course, when it comes to driving, you remember everything. You're right, you know, on par with everything, but it's the other idiot that's likely to cause you problems. Snow removal, however, whether it's responsibilities for your sidewalk or out in front of your street or where you need to park, nobody wants to get a ticket. Nobody wants to get towed. So we thought we'd go to the experts and kind of fill in some of the blanks. Paco Lee is the public information coordinator for the city of Duluth, and Greg Guerrero is the manager of street maintenance, and they join us this morning to just gently remind us a couple of things that we may have forgotten. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So what about the different snow removal policies around campus and the rest of the city? And we're talking about everything from whether or not you're responsible for shoveling right out in front of your house for the mail guy to what you need to do with regard to snow removal in your driveway and in the street.
Sure.
Sure, we can talk about that. As far as the sidewalks that abut to your property, that is a responsibility of the homeowner or the renter of that property. So the city ordinance requires that the snow be removed off that sidewalk within 24 hours. And that's kind of a safety thing for all of our citizens so they can get from one spot to the next. The snow that you remove off your sidewalks and off your driveway should be placed somewhere on your property. You shouldn't push that back out into the street. So that's part of the basics on your property. As far as the street goes, I'm sure everyone's aware that we have alternate site parking. This week is an odd week, so if you look up at the house on the street that you're parking in and you want to park in front of the odd side of that street.
Now, here's a weird thing that I didn't know, and I don't – that – when you talk about how you've got, you know, when you shovel snow, you've got to put it in your property. You can't put it out into the street. You can put it in somebody else's property. There really isn't any law against it. But, I mean, it seems like it's not really polite.
I would agree with that. I know that in a previous job, I worked on the I&I program where you would have people discharging their sump pumps onto other people's property, the sump pump water, And that does not make for a very friendly neighborhood. I would suggest that if at all possible, you keep it on your property.
It really can create some difficulty. So you just want to, you know, try to be kind of, you know, aware where the property lines are and just exercise a little bit of courtesy there.
Absolutely.
So if you don't remove your car in a timely fashion, of course, I mean, we all, you know, feel bad for the guy that we drive by and the car's completely, you know, just the snowplow's been around and it's like they've got this 3-foot berm all the way around their car and we think, oh, bummer, dude. But you can get ticketed or towed in addition.
That is correct. And that's one of those things that we don't like to do. But, you know, when somebody parks on the wrong side of the street or they don't move their vehicle in a timely fashion after a snow event, it not only affects that person, but it affects everybody on that block because we can't get into that block and we can't clean out. So we ask that people are diligent in moving their vehicles and making sure they park on the right side. Because, again, you know, you might think that it's a convenience for you to park in a spot so you can get to your house a little bit easier, but your convenience might be affecting your whole neighborhood if we can't get our snowplow through that street.
Now, Duluth has got some funky, cool, older streets, which are really narrow. And does that make it even more of a challenge, especially, you know, on those Monday mornings when half the people are still parked on one side and the other half of the people are still parked on the other side?
Very much so. The ordinance talks about the switchover happens on Sunday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., there's a four-hour window when you can, you know, go out and move your vehicle from one to an odd side to the even or vice versa. On those really narrow streets, we try to accommodate because we understand that there is a problem there. So we really, you know, appreciate when homeowners do get out there and try to get the vehicle out of the way because, again, you know, that plow not going through a street affects everybody on that street.
And Lisa, I would add that it's not just for snow plows, but it's also for our emergency vehicles as well.
Sometimes it's just a question. I used to live on one of those little narrow streets. And, of course, going to work early in the morning, and people said, I'll be out and I'll be going to work at 7 or whatever, and I'll move my car then.
Right.
Well, it was really sometimes a challenge just to get your car through with people parked the way they were.
Exactly.
So if you had to say what's the one most important thing that people should know about snow removal policies, what would it be?
I would say it's the alternate side parking. If we do that, we can really move through the city quickly. Our goal is to have all of our main roads open and passable within 36 hours, and then the residential within 48 hours. Now, our crews do an exceptional job, and they beat those guidelines consistently. But in a major storm, we'd like to get through there, and if the cars are parked on the wrong side, as Paku said, it not only creates a safety issue, but you're affecting everyone in that neighborhood because we can't plow that street out.
All right. Good information. Thanks so much, both of you. And you'll be out, just gently reminding people. Well, incidentally, we'll also get up a link. The snow removal policies are all online, and we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Lisa.
Have a good day.
Greg Guerrero and Paku Lee joined us this morning. Paku is the Public Information Coordinator for the City of Duluth, and Greg Guerrero is the Manager of Street Maintenance.